Chemist Warehouse for their massive Black Friday sale. Save an extra 10% off store-wide. Exclusions apply.
Now, Byron, this, you might find this a strange question for me to ask you, but are there any traffic transport alerts at the moment that we need to know about?
For once, not today, but we, of course, this week has just been full of trucks catching fire, if we've noticed. We've had the Hume blocked. This has been a mess for commuters because of trucks catching fire.
Yeah, yesterday the Hume Freeway was closed northbound. The day before there was a truck fire on the Hume Freeway. Fortunately, nothing today. But when this was happening over the last few days, we got into a discussion, didn't we, Fev, about when a car breaks down, like, and causes that chaos, or when you're the car or truck responsible for absolute chaos. Like, think about it. You're sitting there in your truck or your car, and you've broken down in the Burnley Tunnel, or there's an incident on the Hume Freeway Highway, and you're responsible for it. And you're listening to the radio, so you hear all the traffic reports, and you see the choppers flying overhead, and they're saying, "Yep, somebody's broken down." How does that feel? I guess is the question.
It all depends on your mindset. Well, does it? It all depends if you need to be somewhere.
Yes.
Or whether you're just going for a little casual drive. Because if I'm going to the airport or something and there's traffic, I lose my mind. I'm like, what the hell? Get it off the road. Mm. But if I'm just, if I've got nothing on, I'm like, I'll just sit here and listen to something on the radio.
Listen to some
or
music.
I'll just chat to whoever's in the car. It's all about mindset.
Well, but why do cars always have to break down in the Burnley Tunnel? It's so annoying. Just keep your car service. Don't break down in the Burnley Tunnel.
I don't go in the Burnley Tunnel. Right. I'm scared.
Do you know what bugs me about the Burnley Tunnel? Mm. Oh, I'm now off the Burnley Tunnel. When they made that tunnel and they thought this will ease congestion and make it easy to get from point A to point B, they did the opposite.
Right.
Because that tunnel is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Invariably, I'd say three times a week when I was driving to work, I would be stuck in there for about 40 minutes.
Oh, God, I couldn't do that. I get claustrophobic. I watched that movie where they both sides got caved in and they had to go through tunnels. I go around it. I don't go in tunnels.
And do you know what the worst part is, Feb? The worst part for me is I'm in there. So often I'm sort of zooming down into the tunnel, listening to a song I love on the radio, particularly if it's R&B Fridays, and then suddenly this guy comes on.
Attention all drivers. This is the CityLink control room. Due to traffic congestion on the Westgate Freeway, the left lane is closed to allow emergency vehicle access in the event it may be required.
Okay. And it goes over the top. But it goes over the top of the radio.
Yeah, I like him.
But Fev, he'll interrupt my song.
But Boxy, would you rather be interrupted or not know what's going on? I'd love to know what's going on. I'm all for it.
Can he get to the point faster? You have to, ready? It just is this.
Okay.
Left lane is closed.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
We were just talking about when a car or a truck makes traffic chaos, and we thought, what would it be like to be in that car? There'd be a level of embarrassment because you know that everyone's frustrated with you when you're causing chaos in the tunnel or on the freeway. But 131060, we're going to ask that question. Have you caused commuter chaos? Has your car broken down? Have you been one of those people?
I like that. We had a mate in Sydney who ran out of petrol on the Sydney Harbour Bridge and literally shut Sydney down because they ran out of fuel and they took at least one lane of a very busy bridge.
You said we have a mate. Is that my mate too?
It's a mutual friend. Yeah.
Who is it?
Dobbsy.
Yeah, Dobbsy.
Dobbsy.
131060. Now, if you've been the person that caused the problem, give us a call. And look, you do end up with a little prize for admitting to your embarrassment.
I want to know. Yeah, there's something in it for you. You got humiliated on the day, but now you get cash.
131060 is our number.
101.9 The Fox.
We've had commuter chaos this week. Two trucks on the Hume Highway had fires over the last couple of days. And luckily today we can report there are no incidents around Melbourne, no cars broken down, well, feel free to call us if there are. These are just the ones that haven't been reported. But we've asked the question, have you been responsible for commuter chaos? For a breakdown, you're the one who led to a lane being closed in the Burnley Tunnel. You never know. It would be a humiliating, embarrassing experience, and not only that. I mean, honestly, Fev, if that happened to me, I would put my head on the steering wheel and I would just hope someone came and fixed it.
Yeah, like Jeff Quirk when he came and fixed your tyre.
Oh, how good. Jeff Quirk. I mean, he's got a lot on from Mercedes-Benz Brighton.
He's the big boss.
He's the boss. Don't call RACV. Don't call Jeff Quirk.
But what a man. That's why you buy a car off him, because he came and he changed my tyre.
Wow, all right. Well, you know what to him.
Frustrates me. The only thing that frustrates me on the road is when people have like a trailer and things fly off the back.
Yeah.
And then you have to swerve, and that creates
Well, that
traffic.
Causes chaos.
It's like just bolt it down.
Yeah, well said.
It happens all the time.
Get your ropes. Get those Oki straps.
Yes.
I like that word, Oki. Taylor from Sunshine West. Hi, Taylor.
He's a surfer.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Yeah. Taylor, we're great. You sound pretty happy about causing commuter chaos.
Oh, not really. I caused a four-car pile-up. I actually hit a car, that car hit another car, and that car hit that car. Oh, so no one was injured, but yeah.
And Taylor was on what road? What part of Melbourne did you do that on?
It was on Ballarat Road, so it was peak hour traffic, 5:30 p.m. coming home from work. Turned down the radio, and then boom.
Taylor, I'm curious. When you do that, something like that, do you just look ahead and make sure you never look to the side to see the cars going past, shaking their head at you?
I actually got off the road. Well, I left my car in the middle of the road. I didn't know
Good
what
idea.
To do.
Yeah.
And so it made it so much worse. But, yeah, everyone was looking. I just tried to make it, you know, me more innocent. So.
Hey, all you had to do is just point to the other person when the people driving past going, oh, is this guy here?
Now, Taylor, this is unbelievable. You've caused commuter chaos, a four-car pile-up, in fact. But guess what? $1,000! You've just won! Bang! Yeah, a grand!
So much.
You're welcome. This is how we're rolling today, guys.
Yeah.
Wow. Friday. Thank you so much.
Just lucky to get $1,000 there from Amazon.com.au.
How'd you win $1,000? Oh, I had a four-car pile-up and I rang up the radio and they gave me $1,000.
Bella from Clifton Hill. Bella, you're probably thinking,
Hi.
Do I have to tell my story? Can I just get the grand? But we'll make you work for it, Bella. What happened? How did you cause commuter chaos?
I was on my way to an appointment at 5 o'clock as well, and in the traffic going over the train tracks at Kooyong Station, and my car broke down on the track.
On the train tracks.
Yep. What happens then, Bella? Did you just get out and run?
I got out and ran and started crying because my car had never broken down before, and I was just so emotional and... didn't know what to do. Then I called the police and RACV, and they had to close the station.
And you know where that road is, Boxy? That train station, that causes so much traffic.
It does.
It's an annoying nightmare, that little stretch.
She's blocked up the whole train system as well.
But why don't they do it? Didn't Dan Andrews and his government, they're
going to build over it, weren't they?
Do you know what they've done? They've done it in all the suburbs where it's their electorate. So Kooyong, they know they don't have anyone.
Are you bashing Dan Andrews?
Yeah,
again?
You bet I am. It's true. Swan Street, Richmond. That one in Richmond. He didn't make that a little bridge, did he? Because he thinks Richmond and Kooyong, he doesn't have Labor people there, so he's not done it for.
What's Bella win?
Bella, you won $1,000.
Whoa!
Oh my God, that's amazing! Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining in on the show. That's how it's going to work today. So well done.
It's worth causing commuter chaos.
We're not encouraging people to cause actual chaos. It just happens to be the phone topic we're doing at the moment.
Finally, Simone in Chelsea Heights. How did you cause chaos on the roads?
Well, I was driving along Princess Highway in Dandenong and it was peak hour traffic, and I looked to the side and there was a huntsman on my dashboard. So I opened my door and I bailed. I actually left my car and I bailed. But the problem was I was in the middle lane. And, the amount of cars around me honking, and I'm like, I don't care. I'd rather get hit by a car. So I'm off to the side, and everyone's, like, wondering what the hell's going on. And luckily, I had these beautiful tradies stop, get my car, and bring it over to the side. But I still wasn't going to get back in it until they showed me the dead body of the spider.
Simone, $1,000.
Oh, thank you.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Japan, we were there a few weeks ago, Fev.
Great spot.
Isn't it? Tokyo. We loved our time in Tokyo. They've been in the news a bit, though, recently. And another news story that's broken today is outrageous. There's a department store called Daimaru, very much like Maya or David Jones. There used to be a Daimaru here in Melbourne Central.
Was there really?
Yeah, years
somewhere
ago.
Somewhere I don't often go to, Melbourne Central. I don't think I've ever been there.
Yeah, Daimaru were in there. Now, they have unbelievably suggested that staff wear menstruation badges. So when...
can you say that? Well, I mean, it's not a word we'd say a lot on radio for whatever
means.
Reason.
Menstruation.
Yeah, what's it mean for someone that's
it's a time
smart.
Of the month.
Cycle.
Oh, sorry. It's a for a woman, it's that time of the month.
What?
Do you know that?
Did you just learn that then?
Yeah, I didn't know what the word was called. Right. I just... Wow.
So what they've suggested...
Extraordinary.
But why?
I know. Isn't it amazing? It feels a bit like if anyone's watched the movie or read the book Handmaid's Tale, that a woman would have to wear a badge to say it's that time of the month.
Wow.
Is phenomenal. Now, there's been a massive public outcry, as there would be. I've even got a picture of it. So it's a badge and it's got a little pink character, like a cartoon character, because the Japanese love a cartoon.
They love a cartoon.
Love it.
And it's got big red lips and a red outfit on, just to go.
This is not right.
Just so you know, it's immense. I won't say the word again. I'm having my time of the month.
Fev has only just learned the word.
I didn't even know what that word meant. Why though? I don't understand. Okay. What relevance does that have if anyone's got that time of the month? What does it have to do with the shoppers?
You'll love this. The department store have come out and said that they had hoped it would encourage bonding by having menstruating staff wear a badge featuring an existing, it's a manga character, loosely translated as Miss Period.
Okay.
I mean, this actually just happened in 2019.
Unbelievable.
They've now come out, this won't surprise you, Fev, they've come out and they've recognised now that it might not have been a good idea. They've only just recognised that. How did they not recognise that in the meeting when they said we might do this?
You know when you're all sitting around in a meeting like we do and then someone yes. comes up with that and everyone goes, wow, what a great idea. No one would have ever said that.
No. How did that even happen?
I don't get it. I don't understand what's just happened. I reckon you've been punked.
No. 101.9 The Fox. Yes. Now, an embarrassing edition of Ellen's chat show yesterday. She had Dakota Johnson on the show. Mm-hmm. Dakota, daughter of Melanie Griffiths and Don Johnson, just celebrated her 30th birthday. But Fev, it led to this very awkward encounter.
You turned 30.
I did.
And how was the party? I wasn't invited.
Actually, no, that's not the truth, Ellen. You were invited. Last time I was on the show, you gave me a bunch of shit about not inviting you, but I didn't even know you wanted to be invited.
Well, who doesn't want to be invited to a party?
Well, I didn't even know you liked me.
Of course I like you. You knew I liked you. You've been on the show many times, and don't I show like? Yeah.
But I did invite you, and you didn't come. So
this time you invited me?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
How do you know? I don't think so.
Ask everybody.
And it kept going, Fev. It was so unbearable. It's like when you're watching TV and you have these cringeworthy moments, you sort of hate that moment, but also you relish it. And I thought because it's so listenable, I've got some other train wrecks, some really cringeworthy audio. It's basically a little list, I guess, and I'll fire it off with. Remember this one. A few years ago, Kristen Davis from Sex and the City, she came out to Australia and she was on Sunrise. Oh, now, Koshy and Sam tried to get her to do a little Sex and the City skit. Now, you'll hear a bit of audio. Just imagine a look on her face of, I do not want to do this and I can't believe you're making me do this.
There's a lot of wacky wigs from Memory Thief. It was quite tacky. Okay, here we go.
I don't know how this is going to go because we're not very
okay,
good
come
act.
On. You're an let's act. Recreate we're, it.
Come with us, Kristen.
Oh, you
come
guys,
over here. I
don't know what is happening.
Faye.
Oh my gosh.
Miranda.
You guys really crack
you
me
come
up.
And sit down
I've never
used it. Yeah, she sort of said you crack me up, but she was hating every minute of it to the point where the following day, Sam and Koshy had to get on air and say this.
Sunrise also partnered with the UNHCR in promoting a fundraising event in Kristen's honour being held today. Now, I was asked to MC that event and conduct a Q&A with Kristen on stage. I immediately accepted.
Now, since our interview yesterday and that skit, organisers have asked Sam not to host the event now or to attend it at all. That was unexpected.
She wasn't allowed to even attend.
That is amazing.
Isn't it awkward television? Then there was Robert Downey Jr. Now, this was in 2014, and this poor UK interviewer just trying to get a bit of gold. Sometimes you get an interview subject, you go, oh, I'll ask them really edgy questions. This guy probably wishes he hadn't.
We also would like to talk a little bit about you, and I don't know how comfortable you are, you know, talking about yourself at the moment.
Have as much time as anyone else will.
Yeah, well, okay, well then let me just ask you a few more questions and you can answer them if you want to and not if you don't want to. I mean,
so
you've
got this much left anyway.
Well, I think we've got three more minutes on our agreement.
Your foot's starting to jump a little bit. You better get to your next question.
Wow.
That's scary. Oh, that's awful. And then Cara Delevingne, the supermodel / now actress, she's doing more and more films. She was in a US breakfast show. And I love this because the breakfast host, because often we interview people, and I've interviewed a lot of people, particularly when I worked at Sunrise as the entertainment editor, and you know that you're interviewing stars that don't want to talk to you. They don't want to be there. They're too cool for school. And you honestly want to call them out on it. Yeah. Well,
you can never make them awkward, Boxy.
No, I know, but wait for it. Listen to these US breakfast show hosts. They don't care. They're calling her out on it.
Now, with that said, I saw you in London talking a couple weeks ago on TV, and you seemed a lot more excited about it than you do right now. Are you just exhausted?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm still very excited. You know, the premiere was last night. It was an emotional night. It felt like the end of an era, but I'm not any less excited than I was a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I had a bit more energy. It's the morning.
You do seem a bit irritated. Perhaps it's just us.
No, I think it's just you.
I think it probably is us. Yeah. Well, then on that note...
We figured as much.
We'll let you go then. How about that? Right. We'll let you go take a little nap, maybe get a Red Bull. How about that?
Oh, wow. That is so good.
Isn't it? Look, this doesn't just happen on the TV. It can happen on the radio.
Oh, here we go.
And, Fev, do you recall we had an awkward moment?
Did we?
You remember when we interviewed Isla Fisher and you really, really wanted her to do something? It was just a tiny bit awkward.
Can I ask you a question? This is like my favourite line in a movie of all time. My wife and myself always say it no matter where we are. Can you just say, I find you?
No.
I knew she wouldn't do it.
Just a flat no. She's not a performing seal.
101.9 The Fox.
Sometimes, Fev, you just dealt a challenging week.
Yep.
And as you know, remember I told you yesterday, my day on Wednesday was nothing short of chaos. I go to the dentist in the morning. I have a root canal, which is actually surgery. It's dental surgery. 100%. It's intense. On the back of having an extraction the week before. So I'm having fun at the dentist, guys.
Then you had a couple of knock-knocks at the door.
Yeah, then I came home and when I'm at the dentist, I have the anaesthetic, I have the gas. I came home, I just wanted to lie down and have some custard and pass out, and the doorbell rang, and a good friend of ours and mine, Matt Preston, was there, and I'd locked in a lunch date a few weeks ago, but when the root canal came in, I was a bit confused about whether we were having it or not, and he's brought me lunch.
Oh.
So I had my we had lunch. He'd made a grain salad, which was very difficult to eat when you've just had root canal.
Right.
So you can't really get grains and seeds should not go near that area.
You wonder if maybe Matt could work on a smoothie concept. Just, you know. Anyway, that's good.
I know.
I'll get
anyway,
in touch before he rocks up.
that too.
Then I had then Trixie's dad popped over. So that was unexpected on that day. So we ended up having this chaotic day.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Fev, I've gone, I just need to rest. I've had a really...
Day on the couch.
I'm still on the Nurofen and Panadol with my tooth. I just need a day on the couch. So I'm in the afternoon, I'm like, Daisy, let's go and have a little lie down. Mummy loves a lie down. You know, I've forgotten how good it is having a baby because you essentially get their nap time too.
Feed and sleep.
And when they drop naps, see, she's just 5 months old. We've got two naps and we're not dropping them in any time soon.
No.
So I've gone into Daisy's room. And I was just getting a blanket, and I was barefoot, and I'm like, "What? Ow! Why is the carpet wet?"
Oh, she did a wee.
Well, I thought, you know, I'm not kidding. I thought that. I thought Lizzie got into the room where then I've got down on all fours and I'm feeling the. I'm like, no, this is Matt all Preston. Wet. No, this is yesterday. No, I'm in no, the house no, alone no. with
Matt's,
Daisy.
Matt's left the house now. This is the next day.
Matt's done a big wee in the corner.
I'm realizing the whole carpet is wet.
What happened?
And then I looked up at the wall and all the paint on the wall is sort of like buckled, you know, when it, what do they call that? When it's. Bubbling.
What's on the wall?
Suddenly, whilst I'm standing there, in Daisy's room, a hole gets burst through the wall.
What?
And hot water just starts spraying at me and all over the room.
This is ridiculous.
A burst hot water pipe in Daisy's room. And it was like a sprinkler, but it was hot. Mm. And I'm like ducking. I'm like, ow, that actually really hurts. Daisy's bed is soaked. The floor is soaked. I run out of the room. Now, you'll love this because, yes, I'm a grown adult woman with two children. What did I do? I rang my mum.
Mummy,
what's happened? There's a burst water pipe. And then my very trusty plumber, Craig, he's got me through some tough times, Craig.
He's your dentist as well.
Oh, yeah. Craig did my root canal. Different Craig.
I hope it's a different guy.
But you'll remember Craig, my plumber, from the time where I rang him and said, my sink's not working. The in-sinkerator's broken. Mm. And he just turned on the on switch.
Sure.
There was also the time I overpaid him an incredible amount of money, the point where he could have bought a car.
He's very
Craig,
honest.
Craig knows when I call, it's maybe going to be a waste of his time, but he was wonderful. He came over peak hour traffic last night and fixed it. But when I say fixed it, he's fixed the hot water problem. Now I just have he had to obviously break through all the plaster in the wall. Yeah. So now Daisy's room is missing a wall. So
there's always a positive, Boxy. You've got 10 other rooms.
101.9 The Fox. Another good mate of ours, Dr. Chris Brown. You got to know Chris Brown when you were in the I'm a Celebrity Jungle Fev, and I've known him from various magazine covers where they insinuate we're in
You're
a relationship.
Together. Good Newcastle boy.
Yeah, great guy. Now, he shared yesterday or last night on socials, he was at Channel 10 where he is employed, and he has accidentally smashed into Miguel's car, where the chef Miguel.
Oh, popular chef Miguel.
Living room. Hey. Popular chef.
He speaks French, doesn't he?
He's Spanish. French. He's the Spanish bull. Is that what they call him?
Same thing.
Yeah, I believe Miguel is Spanish. Europe. Yeah, Miguel Mestre. Or something.
Is Miguel going into the jungle? I think he might be.
Yeah, he is. He was the first person.
He's confirmed.
Confirmed,
So he's had a little smash.
Conflict of interest there.
Actually, you're right. The host of I'm a Celebrity, now O's, one of the contestants.
Yeah.
Now, Chris was in a loan car. He's in a hire car, but he smashed into Miguel's actual car.
Oh, boy.
Excess.
You know what's awful about that? When friends are involved, Feb, like it's one thing to damage something really valuable of a stranger's because you can deal with the awkwardness because you know it's over.
Yeah, it's
you
done.
Know.
You never just speak to again.
When you either, and I'm going to think of some countless examples, you're right, when you crash your friend's car or you even just ruin a really expensive item of theirs, like a dress.
Yeah.
Or because I remember I've loaned my car once to a friend and she just said, I'm just going to duck out to the shops. Oh, and she was at my house. And when she came back, she did walk into the house and she had a look on her face. And I remember when she just said, look, I don't know how this happened, but I was just parking your car in the driveway and like that thing at the front, which I've since discovered she was talking about the bumper, it just like dropped. And I think it just dropped off. So she's gone when she's parked at the shopping centre, I think she's hit the concrete wall. And anyway, in that moment, Fev, all I could do is do what I always do and I regret. Oh, that's okay.
It's not okay.
What can you say?
You've ruined it. Pay me.
I paid to get that fixed because I can't. I couldn't say that to a friend. I need the money to fix that.
I don't think I've ever
borrowed
anything off anyone.
Have you never? What about you've been at someone's house? When you you stay at someone's house or you've spilled something on
I spill stuff all the time. I go out for dinner and I spill wine everywhere all the time. I knock a wine glass over. I don't know how I do it. I do it. I don't. That's really weird.
we were at a friend's recently and I took Trix to the bathroom and we were in the toilet and she's just started hanging on the towel rail and then it collapsed. And I'm like, I can't. We've actually ruined their house. No, because they'll know it was us.
No, they wouldn't.
We were visiting the house, then they go to the bathroom and the towel rail's on the floor.
Never
that's
went to the
totally
toilet.
Us. Oh. 13 10 60. This is a good rich area though. Mm. What have you damaged of somebody else's a friend?
13 10 60. Yeah, shout out to my stepmom who used my laundry when she was staying with Jeff, my dad, and she has ruined my washing machine now, and he works on one cycle. That's all it does. But I can't possibly tell her. Gloria was, I don't know what Gloria was thinking, but my washing machine is almost useless now.
Wow.
After she
Gloria.
Did the laundry. So hopefully she doesn't listen to the podcast because certainly I haven't mentioned that to her.
I don't reckon she would.
13 10 60 is our number. Fifi, Fev and Byron.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we just talked about how Dr. Chris Brown of Channel 10 fame was in the Channel 10 car park and he smashed his car into Miguel, the Spanish chef from the living room. And that it's just an awkward one.
Right.
I can't even imagine how
into Miguel Chris himself then, or in Miguel's
no,
car.
No, sorry, into his car.
Were they shooting for the living room together? What is that? What
no.
they were doing?
No.
Oh, just ran into him.
That's just a, ran into him.
That's
but
an amazing had, story.
I know, Fev. And imagine that bit where you then go into the office and you go, Miguel. telling a friend you've damaged something of theirs is not a fun chat. Emily from Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Emily.
Hi there.
Emily, what did you break, destroy, crash into?
So I crashed into my boyfriend's $1,000 bike. He loves bikes and he had this really good one. We decided to go bike riding one day and I rode his BMX, which has dinks on the side. Forgot that it had dinks. And I crashed into the rim and I broke the wheel on the bike.
Oh, how did he take that?
Yeah, he wasn't too happy.
Are you still with him, Emily?
Yeah, we are. 6 years later, we're still together.
Oh, well done.
That's good.
Oh, jeez. That's great. Well, guess what, Emily? You just got $1,000 to go and help fix it.
Yeah.
It's Black Friday. We're giving away cash. That's an Amazon gift voucher for $1,000.
That's the exact value of the damage she did to the boyfriend's bike. Wow. So it's all gone full circle.
I mean, really, Emily can do whatever she wants with that Amazon $1,000.
Well, I'd give it to him, surely. I mean, after the damage it was.
I reckon she's going to spend it herself.
Bianca in Sydenham. Hi, Bianca.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great, Bianca. What did you break?
It was actually my husband's best friend's wall, his whole wall.
Oh, gosh, how?
So it was a brand new house, went to the housewarming. Everyone had a few lemonades. He had beautiful candles in the new bathroom, and I blew the candles out and wax went everywhere. Wiped it down, didn't tell anyone, and the next day we got a phone call.
And it was just wax. What was the phone call?
Dried up wax. Dried up wax everywhere.
Right.
So, all over the wall.
Okay, that's not ideal.
Of course. And,
candles
are
dangerous,
can't just,
man.
They are. I thought you were going to say
you burned
it down.
Yeah, I didn't like them on either, so I blew them out.
Okay, well, good. Look, I mean,
were they scented?
It's a one percenter, sure.
You know the really nice vanilla ones? I love them.
Okay. Yeah,
like, I go into a candle shop and I always like smell. I just love the smell of them.
They do.
I don't
but
think
I don't want them at home.
Fev, I don't think that's helping with the damage. Sorry I ruined your wall, but at least it smells delicious.
If the wall smelled good,
okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Well, Bianca, you can choose to do with this what you will. You've just won $1,000.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you so much, guys.
Wow.
Every caller on the show today gets an Amazon gift card. How good is that?
They do. The Amazon.com.au Black Friday sale live now. Shop Amazon.com.au today. I mean, that may not have even happened, Fief. I mean, she may have just told that story to win the...
That's the thing. We will never know.
101.9 The Fox.
The lines are open. Your amazing stories are welcomed on 13 10 60. Fee, we have an amazing story within our team. And
we
this
do.
Man may have even forgotten what occurred because he was coming out of anaesthetic at the time. Brendan Favola, after his knee surgery, emerges from anaesthetic. He thinks to record. He picks up his phone and records his observation in the hospital ward.
When you wake up in recovery... And one of your best mates you played footy with, he's over there. He's in Scotland. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Who was it?
Heathy Scotland, who I played at Carlton with for a long time. Best mate. He was at, come to my daughter's birthday party. The 2 days before, I woke up at St. Vincent's in the recovery, off chops, because that's what you do when you come out of anaesthetic.
Amazing.
I look over... There's me, mate.
Next to you.
And he's like, hey, what are you doing? going both back to sleep.
See, I should play it.
To be in a recovery ward with one of your best mates, yes.
Yes, it's amazing.
When I woke up, the nurse said that we realised that we're next to each other and we're both carrying on, and then we both fell back to sleep. And they reckon that they were all laughing because we just literally both went and then woke back up and realised we're together again. It was like 51st dates. Hey, so you again.
Funny.
13, 10, 60. Call us with your amazing stories
right
now.
Can't beat that.
It is pretty hard to beat, actually.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
All right, Fev, you've been working in our accounts department today, making sure that we get rid of this $10,000 that Amazon.com.au have given us with Black Friday vouchers for every caller. So $10,000 we had to play with. Is It Amazing? About to hit go on the Is It Amazing jingle. How much money we got left?
$2,000 we've got left.
Whoa.
$2,000, okay.
We've got cash to burn.
Is it amazing? Yes, it's amazing.
It's amazing that we're giving away this much money on Black Friday, but we've got Renee from Officer. Hi, Renee.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, Renee. Renee, we can't wait to hear this. What's your amazing story?
Okay, so I'm a theatre nurse, and yesterday one of our gastroenterologists, his dog is his baby, and we were pulling the piss out of our gastroenterologist, and we were saying that if Barry was to ever meet us, he would probably chew our legs off. And at that very point, our patient's phone started ringing and his ringtone was a dog barking.
And we
all just stood still and we were like, oh my God.
Okay, hold the line. Now, guys, is that amazing?
I love it.
Okay, you love it.
It's a great story.
Amusing
or amazing?
I think it's amusing. I think it's great. I think it's entertaining.
It's not the same. It's not called Is It Entertaining?
When you roll all that into one, I think it's amazing.
Yes, it's amazing.
There we go. And for that story involving a dog bark ringtone, you've somehow won yourself a bunch of money here. A voucher.
$500.
Oh,
wow. Thank you so much.
Well done, Renee.
Congratulations. So we've got another caller here. No, let's hope.
Oh, this is really fun.
I think you're being very generous today.
Natalie and Craigie Byrne. Hi, Nat.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good. Tell us your amazing story.
Okay, so when I was 23, I was getting married, and my husband, or fiancé at the time, was looking at my birth certificate, and he noticed that his mate, who was actually performing the ceremony, signed my birth certificate. So the guy who married me has signed my birth certificate and my marriage certificate.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's incredible. Not many people can say that. I mean,
I don't reckon.
Yeah, Byron, you don't look like you're going to pay that.
Well, no, of course. I mean, but that seems amazing. Almost too good to be true.
That's amazing.
Oh, yep, good.
Yes, it's amazing.
$500, Natalie, $500 for you.
Okay, that's good, $500.
Oh, thank you.
But what that's done, guys, there's only one more caller here, and I don't know if the story is amazing. Just know that what you and Fev have done here, effectively, even if this story is terrible, we've got $1,000 left. So if this is not an amazing story, are you comfortable that some garbage story would win a $1,000 Amazon.com.au voucher?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Ian in Keysborough. Hi, Ian.
Hey, how are you?
Ian, very good. As Byron just pointed out, you may have already won $1,000.
That's exciting.
Just to sound it.
Wow.
Can we hear your amazing story first?
$1,000.
So I'm a truck driver, and I was going to Adelaide on Monday, and I hit an animal up at Neil, and then on the way back on Tuesday, I hit another one in the same spot.
Oh, dear. Are we going to reward somebody who's
that's not funny,
he's taken out two animals? You can't give $1,000 to a bloke who's hit two animals.
Oh, dear.
It wasn't on purpose.
Okay, well, still, but drive carefully.
Yeah, that's really
sad. I mean, we found ourselves in this situation, Byron. Really, we have to give Ian $1,000.
We've also got to rate the story. I don't even know if the story's any good.
Ian, what sort of animal was it, bro?
It was two kangaroos.
Oh, dear. It's a national.
Well, it's really sad.
It's on the coat of arms.
I mean,
it's a shame, but it definitely wasn't on purpose.
Okay.
I mean, we don't assume that. Ian, I mean, congratulations, you've just won $1,000.
Thank you.
Really uncomfortable.
On that note.
That's it for the week. What a way to finish the week. Thank you for your story about hitting two kangaroos. You've won $1,000. You don't hear that every day. And we don't condone. Look, take care. Obviously, we care for our animals and our native fauna and flora. All right, that's it for us. We gave.
I mean, I care less if you hit a acacia bush. Yeah. Yeah, but when you say we care for flora,
yeah, fauna more so than flora.
Yeah, more so the fauna.
Don't hit any wattles.
Chemist Warehouse for their massive Black Friday sale. Save an extra 10% off store-wide. Exclusions apply.